questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRabi English Radio, Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Ata, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Nur Muhammadpour. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, brother. Okay, Sheikh Nur Muhammadpour, we know that in Islam, telling lies is haram. You are not allowed to tell lies to the people. But sometimes there are some occasions in which, as it is called, we can say, you must or you can use white lie, a kind of lie which does not have any damage to the people around. First of all, give us the opinion of the religion of Islam regarding telling lies and whether telling white lie is allowed or not.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Not only in the religion of Islam, rather in all divine religions, you find that the telling lie is forbidden. Mm-hmm. For example, in one narration we have that he said, "Inna Allah azza wa jalla lam yab'ath nabiyan illa bisidq al-hadith wa ada' al-amana." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send any prophets, but he ordered him to tell the truth, okay, and to put the and to return the trustee to the owner one.
Yes.
You see that telling lie, actually, it is strictly forbidden in all divine religions. You know, it is one of the recommendations of the other, you know, prophet and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it doesn't matter whether it is, as you mentioned, the you know, white lie or any kind of, any yes. other kinds of lie, it is forbidden. You cannot say that. For example, in one narration, you know, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that لا يجد عبد طعم الإيمان حتى يترك الكذب هزله وجده.
Yes.
Nobody can find the taste of the faith except that you leave the lie, whether it is, you know, by fun or you mention, you have the intention of, you know, having to, you know, say the lie.
That's right.
So it is forbidden. It doesn't matter whether it is for having fun or white lie or does not have any kind of, you know, for example, damage or harm for the people or not.
That's right.
All kinds of lies, it is not allowed to say that. And the reason of that is clear. Because when you, you know, have to, you have the habit of telling lie, mm-hmm. whether, for example, by fun, you want to tell a lot of lies, or to, for example, to play before some people, it's kind of gives you the habitation,
yes.
okay, the kind of inclination towards, you know, telling lie. And because of that, I think all kinds of lies is forbidden in the divine religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's all right. So if this lie, I mean, saves the life of a person, or for example, it stops a harsh disagreement or misbehavior, what about that time? Is
exactly.
it allowed in Islam?
Exactly. We have some kind of, you know, exception here mm-hmm. That in some kind of, in some occasions, you may have to say the lie. For example, you mentioned some of the point, some of the examples of that. For example, you want to reconciliate between two people, mm-hmm. okay, which we call it islahu dhat al-bayn. It is allowed to tell a lie in order to, you know, come two people, come together
yes.
to reconciliate between yes. these two sides.
Okay.
It is allowed. Or, for example, you want to, let's say, escape from the damage of the transgressor. For example, you are stuck in one situation. You have to tell the lie in order to escape from that harmful situation of that transgressor. In that case, you may say that. I think rationally speaking, it is very clear you can say these kind of lies in order to safeguard your wealth, your property and to, for example, safeguard and to maintain your life. Sometimes it is necessary to tell the lie in order to escape from that situation.
That's right.
And to get out that of that, problem and disaster.
That's right. From the perspective of akhlaq, for sure, telling lies is forbidden, is an unwanted matter. But what about from the, for example, we could say fiqhi aspect? So, the topic of telling lie basically refers to the field of akhlaq and the ethics and the morality. But what about, for example, theological or jurisprudential look at this concept?
You know, according to the Islamic laws, actually, you may not say the lie. Sometimes, occasions, telling lie is forbidden, except that some occasion that I mentioned. We have some exceptions here that I enumerated them. But beyond that, you are not allowed to tell a lie. And the reason of that, first of all, as I mentioned, we have different narrations in this regard. For example, one narration from Noble Prophet Muhammad, he said that, La takdib. He said, do not tell lie. Because this lie itself is forbidden.
That's right.
Itself has some kind of evil attached to that.
Okay.
Because of that, you cannot say that. Technically speaking, it has, itself has some kind of, evil trait attached to that.
That's right.
Which means itself has this kind of, evil trait embedded within that. Because of that, we cannot say that. And of course, after all, you understand that very easily that this kind of telling lie, rationally speaking, it is not acceptable. Because you cannot trust anybody. When you allow to say to tell the lie, you cannot trust anybody because there is a possibility that this individual is telling lie.
That's
so
right.
Why should I trust him or her? Okay?
That's right.
It has a lot of negative consequences, one of which losing the trust, different kinds of mental disorderment for the people, and it caused a lot of corruption in the society. And because of that, I think clearly you can say that the telling lie is forbidden and you are not allowed to tell that.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
They say that we can't say telling such a lie is only possible in three important cases. One of them is ikrah, the other one is istirar, and the other one is amr bainal, we can't say mahzurain. Let's a little bit explain about this. For example, what is ikrah, what is istirar, and what is mahzur?
Yes, of course, the example that I mentioned here, ikrah and istirar, they have some differences, technically speaking.
Yes.
But generally speaking, which means that you are stuck in the turmoil, in the some kind of, you have to tell the lie because you have been stuck in a very difficult situation. And for example, if you do not tell the lie, that individual will kill you. Or for example, he damage your property.
Okay. For example, the story of Ammar Yasser, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly.
Under the torture, for example, he denied he was a believer.
Okay, you have no other choice but to tell the lie.
Okay. This is ikrah.
Yes, it has been, you in that case, an occasion you have been allowed to tell the lie.
Yes.
But for example, the last mentioned, the amrun bayn al mahdurain. For example, when you tell, if you tell the lie, for example, if you tell the truth, sometimes it causes you to, for example, commits some wrong action. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, after all, generally speaking, I want to say that telling lies, sometimes it is necessary for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you avoid telling lie, you stuck in one disaster.
Or you commit a haram action.
You commit haram action.
Or you leave a wajib action. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, okay.
In that case, you're allowed to tell the lie.
Mm-hmm.
But I think these kind of examples is easily understood. You mm-hmm. can guess why telling lies, allowed. Because in that circumstances, you have to tell the lie.
Mm-hmm.
You have no other choice.
That's right.
And you, for example, you go to those difficulties. But on the other hand, when there is no reason, no philosophy for telling lie, in that case, actually, you may not tell, you're not allowed to tell any lie, and it is forbidden.
Sometimes the people do not tell the lie, but do not tell the right thing too, okay? A kind of, for example, in a case, they do not let themselves to tell the lie, but they believe that by not telling the right thing, they are doing the right action. Is this allowed in Islam? Isn't it a kind of legitimate deception?
You know, telling all the truth sometimes it is not necessary
mm-hmm.
because I can avoid explaining some issues.
Mm-hmm.
When it is not necessary, of course. Sometimes I can say I cannot explain different issues, and of course it is not forbidden for me.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I do not lie, but I avoid explaining some issues because of some reasons, due to some reasons. I think these cases are different. And when it is not necessary for you to explain different issues, you can avoid explaining different issues because this is your right. But telling lies is a different story. And generally speaking, it is not allowed to tell the lie.
That's all right. Sometimes we want to make reconciliation between two people. And for example, they are not on speaking terms or there is a fight between the two. What about that time? Is telling lie on this islah case, we can say, is it possible or not?
Of course, for the reconciliation, as I mentioned, sometimes mm-hmm. it is necessary to tell the lie in order to get the hearts of two sides
mm-hmm.
closer to each other.
Mm-hmm.
In that case, you may tell the lie, and of course it causes a lot of, let's say, love and affection between two sides, because your aim and your purpose is to reconciliate between two people. In that case, you're allowed to tell the lie.
Okay, that's all right. Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Nur Mahpur. All in all, we could say that, as you said, telling lies is forbidden, but sometimes in order to save the life of a person, for example, as you said, make a slah between the two, reconciliation, or avoiding, for example, a haram action, or under the torture, for example, something like
yes.
that. Islam has recommended that not at least to tell the lie, but, for example, to have a kind of white lie. Is allowed in Islam. Thank you very much. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Ali. حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن الحسن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن